大家一起来做。
Let us read together.
主乃我
使固然
是
被人所弃的，确
实被人
所弃的，确实被人所弃的，确实被人所弃的。You also, like little stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们再读第九节。
Verse 9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.That you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
像这一段圣经呢，我们已经讲过。
We had talked about these scriptures already.
弟兄姊妹要是还记得的话，那么会想得起来，想得起来的话，能知道这段圣经讲什么。
If you can still remember what this passage talks about.
这里说到我们的主是活石。
Here it tells us that our Lord is the living stone.
我们来到主的跟前也变成活的石头。
And as we come before the Lord, we also become living stones.
就把我们这些活石建造在一起，使我们成为一座灵宫。
And the Lord shall build us together into a spiritual house.
这个灵宫就是主灵的家。
And this is a spiritual home.
就是这个神的家说的。
This refers to the house of God.
神拯救我们乃是要把我们建造在一起，使我们成为神的家。
God has saved us so that He can build us into the house of God.
这是神一直说要得到的一件事。
This is what He wished to obtain.
人在创世之前。
And before the creation of the world.
神一直要得到一个家。
God wished to obtain a home.
所以他就拣选了我们。
Therefore He chose us.
他就拯救了我们
and he saved us,
就把我们能建造在一起
in order to build us together,
使我们成为神的家
and cause us to become the house of God.
神要得到这个家做什么事情呢
What does God want to do with this house?
两件事
There are two things.
一件事情呢让我们成为圣洁的祭司
First we will be to become the holy priest.
可以献上
And we can offer spiritual sacrifice.
让神的心能得到满足。
And to satisfy God's heart.
每一次我们来到主的跟前来赞美来感谢。
Every time we come before the Lord to praise and worship Him.
我们来敬拜的时候。
And to worship Him.
那都是我们献祭的时候。
That's the time that we come and bring our sacrifice.
我们不像在旧约用牛羊来献祭。
We're no longer in the Old Testament time that we bring
我们乃是用心灵和诚实来献祭。
So we offer to Him with our spirit and honesty.
我们所爱的主。
We love our Lord.
把我们所认识的主。
And the Lord that we knew.
借着我们的祷告和赞美来献在神的面前。
We offer Him through our praise and prayer.
让神的心能得到满足。
To please the heart of God.
这是一方面。
This is one aspect.
另外一方面
And the other one,
是要我们成为见证
that we will be His testimony.
是唯有你们是被拣选的族类
He says, but you are the chosen people.
是君尊的祭司
a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度
a holy nation.
是属神的子民
and a people belonging to God.
要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗出奇妙光明的美德
that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
主把我们建造在一起成为神的家
God has built us together into a house of God.
对神来说呢，我们是要献上敬拜。
To God, we ought to offer our worship.
让你心里心得的满足。
To satisfy His heart.
对世人来说呢，我们乃是要做见证。
As to the people of this world, we ought to be a testimony.
那位照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明的主耶稣基督，把他的美德表明出来。
That we need to declare the praises to Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light.
这就是我们该有的见证。
This is the testimony that we ought to have.
这是我们以往所读过的。
And this is what we share in the past.
那么我们再读几处的圣经。
Let us continue to read several scriptures.
我们读二十节。
We will read verse 20.
十九节和二十节。
We will read verses 19 and 20.
来，倘若人为照良心对着肉身，就忍受原知的苦处，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？ 但你们若因习惯受苦能忍耐，这在人看是可喜爱的。这里两次说到可喜爱，都该翻作恩典。
And here it twice is mentioned commendable, it should be translated as grace.
那头一次说到忍受冤屈的苦处，这是恩典。
First it says, it is grace if you can, if you, a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering.
这就不是我们天然的人所能够忍受的。
This is not something a natural man can endure.
天然人总是要反抗。
A natural man wants to resist.
总是要报复。
Wants to retaliate.
有时候纵然外面我们不敢说什么话，
Sometimes even though we don't want to say anything outwardly,
不敢做什么事情，
we don't want to do anything,
心里面还是反抗，
but our hearts still resist,
心里面还是在埋怨，
and we still mumble in our hearts,
我们是没办法忍受了，
because we cannot endure,
特别是那里冤屈的苦处，
especially for those unjust sufferings,
不是因为我们的错而受的苦，
not the ones that we have done something wrong,
我们虽然没有错，
Even though we are right,
但是别人还是这样苦待我们，
but people still mistreat us,
误会我们，
and misunderstood us,
那使我们受了冤屈，
and caused us unjust.
那许多时候恐怕我们好多天都睡不到觉，
and many times we cannot sleep for days.
我们要不仅我们心里头讲，我们要也要跟别人来讲。
We grumble in our heart, we also grumble to other people.
那我从前呢有一段时间
for a period of time in my life
刚刚开始服侍主不久的时间
when I just began to learn to serve the Lord
那时候最喜欢说的一句话就岂有此理
and I love to say a phrase that says
那么
it can't be
这是没有道理的
it's unreasonable
不该这样
it shouldn't be this way
我有一位属灵同伴
I have a spiritual companion.
是一位弟兄。
It's a brother.
他常常听见我说这句话的时候了。
He often hear me express such thing.
到现在你还说这样话吗
？He says, even until now, you still say such kind of thing.
那我就问他为什么不可以说
？And I say, why can't I say it?
这个不平则鸣啊！我心里不平，我就讲。
He says, I don't feel it's fair in my heart, therefore I need to complain.
自然的反应。
This is a natural reaction.
弟兄姊妹，这就是天然的。
This is our natural man.
我们天然的就是这样，要鸣要叫。
A natural man wanted to sound out the complaint.
有时候外头不叫，里头在那叫。
Sometimes we don't sound out outwardly, but we sound inside our heart.
但是他这里说忍受冤屈的苦处，这是恩典。
But here it says it is grace if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering.
只有神的恩典叫我们能忍受。
Only the grace of God can cause us to bear this
burden. 不仅是外面没有话说。
Not only we will not express anything outwardly.
里面也没有话说。
We're also silent in our heart.
里面是那样的平静安稳。
Our heart is full of peace and rest.
不受外面的激动。
We will not be afflicted outside.
这不是我们天然人所能够做得到。
This is not something a natural man can do.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
那么下面也说到。
And then he tells us.
他说，你们若因行善受苦能忍耐。这在神面前是恩典。
And if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is God's grace.
有时候我们做一件很好的事情。
Sometimes we do a good thing.
是很有爱心的事情。
It is out of love.
应该得到别人的感激才对。
People should thank us.
或者得别人称赞才对。
And they should praise us.
但是相反的呢？
The contrary,
别人不但不感激
they're not only, they do not fill with gratitude,
没有称赞
they do not praise us,
反而呢叫我们受很多的苦
but they add suffering for us.
你说哪里有这样的事情呢
so how can this be?
我们只在主耶稣身上就给我们看见是这样
but in Jesus' case, we can see this is true.
他是那样的爱我们
he loves us so much.
他把天上荣耀尊贵宝座都放下
He has forsaken the glory in heaven and the throne in heaven.
倒空了他自己。
He emptied himself.
到地上来成了一个人的样子。
And he came to this earth and took the form of man.
圣经说他既然有人的样子。
The Bible tells us since he was a man.
就自己卑微。
He humbled himself.
存心顺服。
And he is obedient.
弟兄们为什么缘故
？Why?
主耶稣为什么到地上来
Why did Jesus come down to earth?
主耶稣为什么到地上成了一个人？
Why did he took on the form of a man?
主耶稣为什么把他所有一切丰富和荣耀都让他放弃了？
Why did he forsake all his riches?
而到地上的时候被人藐视被人轻看。
And come to this world and to be despised by man.
他为什么到地上来？
Why does he come to this world?
他为什么受那么多的苦？
Why does he endure such suffering?
他为什么死在十字架上？
Why does he have to die on the cross?
他从来都没有犯过罪。
He has never sinned before.
他也是不知罪的一位。
And he does not even know sin.
但是就是人却是那样苦待他。
Yet men mistreated him.
那羞辱他。
They shamed him.
把他钉死在十字架上。
And put him on the cross.
弟兄们，为什么？
Why?
我们这些蒙恩的人都知道。
For all the people who are saved,
乃是为了你，为了我。
It is for me and for you.
他为了爱我们的缘故，
because he loves us.
他来拯救我们，
therefore he comes to save us.
所以他到地上来，
and he comes to this world.
他为了爱我们的缘故，
because he loves us.
所以他成了一个人的样子，
he took the form of a man.
为我们死在十字架上，
and died for us on the cross.
来担当我们的罪，
to bear our sin.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣说的一切都是为了爱我们的缘故。
He has done all of these out of love.
但是人不但不能领受他的爱，
but man cannot accept his love.
并且那样羞辱他，
and they shame him.
那样顶撞他，
they resist him.
那样侮辱他，
and they despise him.
苦待他，
they treat him bitterly.
用种种的方法对待他，
and use all kinds of mean ways to treat him.
把他那列在罪犯当中啊，
and placing among the criminals.
并向他那撇嘴摇头。
And they shake their heads at him.
弟兄姊妹，
but
他虽然是这样爱我们，
even though he loves us,
为了来拯救我们，
he wants to save us.
但是我们却辜负了他的爱，
yet we do not understand his love.
不接受他的爱，
we will not accept him.
反而在拒绝他，顶撞他，
and resist him.
所以主耶稣基督还为了行善而受苦。
Therefore Jesus Christ was suffered for doing good.
他有没有在那埋怨呢？
Did he grumble?
有没有在那怪我们呢？
Did he blame us?
有没有在那里啊，在那里反抗呢？
Did he resist?
他一句话都不说。
He did not say a thing.
当他受审判的时候，
when he was before the judgment seat,
他可以说话。
He could say things.
可以为着自己在那个解释。
He could explain for himself.
他一句话都不说。
But he was silent.
当然把他钉在十字架上。
When they nailed him on the cross,
一句话都不说。
He did not say a thing.
虽然说了几句话，
he said several things.
但那几句话都是从爱里产生出来的。
But all the words he spoken on the cross were out of love.
赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they not know what they have done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
when is this?
我们的主耶稣基督，
our Lord Jesus Christ,
他就是这样，因行善而受苦。
He suffered for doing good.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
那我们今天就不能这样。
And today we cannot do such things.
所以我们是需要恩典的。
Therefore we need God's grace.
那么就是这个我们再读第三章。
Let's go on to chapter three.
第三章我们就读第七节。
We will read verse seven.
好，你们做了丈夫的也要按情理和妻子做，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受神灵之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有妨碍。这里说到生命之恩。
Here talks about the gracious gift of life.
这个生命的恩典乃是为了我们生活的。
And this is for our, this is the provision for our life.
生活里头成我们的供应。
And it will provide all our needs in our life.
啊，前面说到，说是不要与这个妇女不要以这个外面编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
In the previous verses, it says for women not to adorn yourself with braided hair and wearing golden jewelry.
这样以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
But instead, it should be that your inner self, the unfading beauty of gentle and quiet spirit.
这段前面是极宝贵的。
This is of great worth in God's sight.
那么下面又说到，做丈夫的应当怎样尊重妻子。
And then it tells us how the husband should also respect the wife.
那么说做妻子的应当怎样顺服丈夫。
And the wife should be obedient to the husband.
这都不是天然人所喜欢的。
These are not things that is enjoyable for the natural man.
我们天然都喜欢外面打扮打扮。
For the natural man, we like to adorn ourselves physically.
不要说姊妹是这样，弟兄也是这样。
Not only for the sisters, but the brothers the same way.
都喜欢外面装饰的好看一点。
They want to put on fine clothes.
主给我们看见，不在于外面。
But the Lord shows us it is not our outside.
在我们里面是不是存着长久温柔忍耐安静的心？
But whether we have a gentle and quiet spirit in ourselves.
那么我们总是轻看别人。
We always despise other people.
高举自己。
And exalt ourselves.
当然也不愿意去顺服别人。
Of course, we don't want to be obedient to anyone.
总是愿意去支配别人。
We always want to order people around.
这是天然的喜好。
This is a natural man.
但弟兄姊妹，主把生命的恩典给了我们。
But God has given us the gracious gift of life.
这个恩典在我里头要求我们。
And this grace has a request within our hearts.
还有长久温柔安静的心。
And wish that we will have a gentle and quiet spirit.
这恩典在里要求我们，要我们尊重别人。
This grace requests us to respect other people.
要我们顺服，该做顺服了。
And submit to those who we need to submit.
这不是我们天然的表现。
This is not a natural behavior.
这是神的恩典。
But this is the grace of God.
他把生命的恩典赐给我们。
He has given us the gracious gift of life.
使我们能过一个正常的生活。
So that we can lead a normal life.
那我们再读第四章。
We go on to chapter 4.
第四章第十节。十一节
Verses 10 and 11
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的和管家若有讲道的要按照这里圣言讲若有服侍人的按照神所赐的力量服侍叫神百般世上耶稣基督的荣耀原来荣耀全能直到永永远远，阿门。第十节，第二节说到，做神百般恩赐的好管家，应该翻作做神百般恩典的好管家。
Verse 10 tells us that we should faithful in ministering God's grace.
啊，神的恩典是百般的恩典。
And God's grace is in various forms.
他把这恩典赐给我们。
He has given us the grace.
要把这个恩典在那里经营出去。
So that we can also administer the grace to others.
要把这个恩典当然流露出去。
And we can let the grace flow out from us.
这就是我们的服事。
This is our service.
这服事不是勉强的。
Service is not something forced.
服事也不光是一个责任。
Service is not a duty.
服事乃是恩典的一种的故事。
But it's the story of God's grace.
若是我们得着了神的恩典，
If we have received God's grace,
这个恩典就要求我们去服侍别人。
The grace will request us to go serve others.
就要求我们去帮助别人。
To go out and help others.
要求把我们所有的那给出去。
To give what we have.
叫别人能够得到益处。
So that other people can be benefited.
这是那个恩典的一种的特性。
This is the special character of this grace.
我们天然都是要得到。
The natural man wants to gain things.
恩典那是要给出去。
But grace wishes to give.
我们的主耶稣岂不是这样子吗？
Our Lord Jesus Christ was this way.
他本来是丰富的。
He was abundant.
那却为了我们的缘故成了贫穷。
But he has become poor for our sake.
他把他所有都给出去。
He has given all he has.
无论他的丰富，
his abundance,
他的荣耀，
his glory,
他的尊贵，
his majesty,
他的能力，
and his strength,
他的生命，
and his life,
他的血，
his blood,
他的肉，
and his flesh,
一切所有的，
all that he has,
都给出去。
He has given them.
给到一个地步啊，
he gave to the
poor. 他本来是丰富的。
He was abundant.
结果他变得贫穷了。
Yet now he's in poverty.
变得好像什么都没有了。
It seems like he has nothing.
正像他告诉我们他对我们所说的。
When he spoke to us,
狐狸有洞。
He says the fox has holes.
飞鸟有窝。
And the birds have nests.
人子连枕头的地方都没有。
But the son of man does not even have a place
for sleep. 他把一切所有都给出去。
He has given all he has.
我们本来就贫穷的。
We were poor.
那是因着主给我们的缘故。
But because God has given all things to us.
那么多。
He has given so much to us.
我们所得的那么丰富。
But we have received so much riches from him.
我们每一个人我们都变得大富翁了。
Therefore, every one of us become a millionaire.
叫我们这些贫穷的人成为富足。
The poor man can become rich man.
弟兄姊妹，这是恩典。
This is grace.
天然的人都是要得到。
The natural man wished to gain.
恩典那是要给出去。
But grace wishes to give.
不仅是把神的话给出去。
Not only give the word of God.
把时间的给出去。
Give our time.
把他力量给出去。
Give our strength.
把他们财务的给出去。
And give our material things.
把他们所有的一切。
Give all of them.
只知道要给。
We all, the only thing we know is to give.
不知道要得到什么。
And not know how to give.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣。
This is Jesus Christ.
这就是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
那么我们还要读第五章。
We will continue to read chapter 5.
我们要从第五节的读起，一直读到第十二节。
We will read from verse 5 to verse 12.
好，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑为束腰，彼此顺服。因为神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，辅导神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。不要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞噬的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那是诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召我们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，就要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。我略略写表这信，和我所看为忠心的神的希拉，转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩，神的真恩，你们务要在这恩典上站得住。啊，这是保罗今天主要的目的，不是德里彼得最主要目的。
This is the main purpose of Peter writing this letter.
你们务要在这恩典上站立得住。
He says, stand firm in this grace.
因为这个恩典乃是真实的恩典。
Because this is the true grace.
为什么说是真实的恩典呢？
Why did he say this is the true grace?
因为这是他所经历的。
Because he has experienced.
我们知道彼得写这卷书他已经年老了。
We know that Peter wrote this letter when he was in his old age.
他跟随主好多年，好多年。
He has followed Christ for many
years. 时间过去之后。
And as the time passes,
他知道一件事。
He knew one thing.
主所给的恩典那是真实的恩典。
The grace that God has given him is the true grace.
你知道彼得他是一个活在自己里，他从前是活在自己里面。
You know, Peter was a person who used to live in himself.
他这个人的光景我们大家都知道。
We all know his, we all knew his previous condition.
但是到年老的时候。
But when he's in his elderly age.
完全不一样。
Is totally different than before.
不是他自己当然做出来的。
It's not because he acted out this way.
是神的恩典在他里面。
But because God's grace was within him.
是他成了另外一种人。
And changed him to be another person.
他经历了这恩典。
He has experienced this grace.
他知道这个恩典的能力多大。
And he knows the strength and power of this grace.
他知道这个恩典是怎样的恩典。
He knows what kind of grace this is.
说到末了他写信的时候呢。
So when he wrote this epistle.
他说这恩乃是神的真恩。
He says, this is God's true grace.
这是神真实的恩典。
It's God's true grace.
是他从经历头而知道的。
He knew this from his experience.
不是个道理。
It is not a teaching.
不是一种教训。
It's not a doctrine.
不是一种信仰。
It is not a belief.
乃是一种实际。
But it's a reality.
这恩是神的真恩。
This is the true grace of God.
你们务要在这恩典上来站立得住。
Stand fast in it.
这是彼得写这一卷书啊。里面一个最主要的一点。
This is the main purpose that Peter wrote this epistle.
好，我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
This is our scripture reading this morning.
我们已经讲过好几次彼得前书。
We spent much time in talking about First Peter.
当我们读这卷书的时候，我
As we read this letter,
我们看见这一卷书乃是告诉我们那个神的救恩。
We see that this book tells us of God's salvation.
开头就说到神的救恩是怎样的救恩。
In the beginning, it tells, describes to us God's salvation.
然后就告诉我们，神的救恩，我们这些蒙恩的人，我们有的我们的反应。
And then it tells us what response that we should have.
我们这些蒙恩的人，我们该有的生活。
What kind of living we should have?
那么这是第二方面。
That's the second aspect.
我们既然得到这救恩了。
Since we have received the salvation.
那么这个恩典，这个救恩呢，自然而然就从我们身上反映出来。
And naturally we will have a reaction to this salvation.
那就是我们的生活。
And that is expressed through our daily life.
再告诉弟兄姊妹一下。
I want to tell you again.
这个基督徒的生活不是做出来的。
A Christian's life is not one that is acted out.
基督徒的生活乃是活出来的。
But it's one that is lived out.
是把那个我们得到神的救恩，把救恩活出来了，那么这才是基督徒的生活。
We have received His salvation and we live out His salvation. That is our living.
所以呢，所有的表现都不是死的。
So all the behavior is not dead.
所有的表现乃是活的。
All the work is living.
那是满着生命的。
It's full of life.
那这是第二。
This is the second.
那么第三呢？他就讲到那个救恩的目的。
Thirdly, it tells us the purpose of the salvation.
主给我们把这样大的救恩给我们。
God has given us such great grace.
那么他的目的是什么？
What is his purpose?
他为什么要把这么大的救恩赐给我们？
Why does he give us this grace?
我们开头是已经主说过了。
We have spoken of this before.
所以这样拯救我们。
God has saved us.
那是要我们成为神的家。
So that we can become his household.
他把这样大的救恩赐给我们。
He has given us a great salvation.
乃是让我们成为活的石头。
So that we can become the living stone.
然后把我们建立在一起。
And then he will build us together.
使我们成为神的家。
And become his household.
神的家，所以神的救恩呢，不是可以这样说，不是光为了我们的。
God's salvation is not just only for us.
这是我和我们以往和我们的观念有点相反。
This is contrary to our belief.
我们以为说神救我们，那是因为我们太可怜了。
I thought God, we always think that God saved us because we're so pitiful.
我们是死在罪恶过犯里边的一般人。
We are people who are dead in sin.
所以他就把我们从死亡里头这样救出来。
Therefore, He saved us out of death.
把我们从罪恶里头这样释放出来。
And He has released us from sin.
并且给我们生命。
And gave us life,
让我们成为神的儿女，
so that we can become the children of God,
能够住在神的家里面，
and live in His household,
能够享受永远的福分，
and enjoy eternal blessings,
成天欢喜快乐，
and rejoice daily.
这是我们的观念。
This is what we used to believe.
但是神的观念不是这样。
But that's not God's concept.
神所以拯救我们。
God saved us.
乃是为了要得到一个家。
Because He wished to obtain a house.
我们的神虽然是伟大的神。
Our God is a great God.
虽然是丰富的神。
He's a rich God.
虽然一切都是属于他的。
Everything belongs to Him.
但是他还有一件事情他没有得到。
But there's one thing that He does not have.
就是他没有家。
He does not have a house.
所以以赛亚书告诉我们说。
And the book of Isaiah tells us.
天是我的座位。
The heaven is my seat.
地是我的脚凳。
And the earth is my footstool.
什么地方是我安息的所在呢？
But where is my resting place?
他一直在寻找一个安息的所在。
He continued to find a resting place.
他一直寻找一个家。
He continued to look for a home.
但是他还没有得到。
But he has not yet obtained a home.
当他把以色列从埃及领出来的时候。
When he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
到了旷野里面。
They were in the wilderness.
那时候就告诉他们说，你们要为我，你们要为我，做一个帐幕。
And he told the Israelites that you need to build a tabernacle for me.
我好让我能够住在你们中间。
So that I can dwell among you.
好让我在你们中间得这个家。
And I can obtain a home among you.
使我能够住在你们中间。
And I can live with you.
然后以色列人他们就为着神做了一个帐幕。
And so the Israelites built a tent for God.
那么开头时候，的确神的荣耀也充满在帐幕的一面。
In the beginning, God's glory did fill the tent.
但是因着这许多以色列人。
But because of all this Israelite,
不仅是在旷野里面的在那里顶撞神。
They resisted God in the wilderness.
甚至神把他们带到迦南美地之后。
Even after God has guided them into the land of Canaan.
他们享受了一切的丰富。
They have enjoyed all the bounty.
他们仍然不肯遵守神的诫命。
They still would not keep God's commandments.
当然拜偶像。
They worship other idols.
但行许多误会的事。
And have done many things.
叫神没有办法住在他们中间。
And God can no longer dwell among them.
神在他们中间不能得到一个家。
He cannot obtain a home among them.
所以到了一个时候，神就许可环境，借着罗马的军队把四面等等都撤毁掉了。
At a point in time, God allowed the Roman soldiers to
come and
tear down the temple.
得到一个家。
God wished to obtain a home.
所以差遣他的儿子到地上来。
Therefore, he sent his son to earth.
为我们死在十字架上。
So that he can die for us on the cross.
解决了我们的难处。
He has resolved our difficulties.
从死里复活把生命赐给我们。
He rose from the dead in order to give us
this resurrected life.
And changed all these dead stones into living
stones.
And God has built these living stones together. So that we can become a spiritual
house.
And he can live among us. And be with us.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神拯救我们的目的。
But sister, this is the purpose that God has saved us.
什么是家呢?
Then what is a home?
家总是叫我们得了安息得了满足的所在。
Home is always a place that we can rest.
你在别地方得不到安息, 家就到了家安息了。
You cannot rest in other place, but when you go home, you can rest.
你在别地方不一定得了满足了。
Maybe you will not be satisfied in other places.
家里头你得了满足了。
But when you are at home, you're content.
弟兄姊妹, 神要得到一般人。
God wished to obtain a group of people. That these people will become
comfortable.
And he can be content among them and receive rest. He can also express his view, his opinions among them. That he can manifest himself freely. God wished to obtain a home.
所以他才让他拯救了我们。
Therefore he saved us.
不光是为了我们的缘故,
not only for our good,
更是为了他自己要得来的家。
But also for the purpose to gain a home.
有一件事情是真实的。
There's one thing that is true.
弟兄姊妹, 什么时候神满足了, 我们才能有真实的满足。
Whenever God is satisfied, then we shall be satisfied.
什么时候神安息了, 我们才能有真实安息。
Whenever God is truly rested, then we shall have true rest.
如果神没有满足的话,
if God is not satisfied,
无论我们有了什么东西, 我们都是不满足的。
No matter what we have, we will still not be satisfied.
我们有地位也好,
we might have
我们有财务也好,
we might have material 或者我们有知识也好, maybe we have knowledge,
或者我们有名望也好,
for fame,
我们什么都得着了,
maybe we have gained everything,
但是我们里头还不满足,
but we still are not satisfied.
我们里面仍然是虚空的。
We still feel empty in our heart. Because God is not satisfied with us.
直到有一天神在你身上满足了,
one day when God is satisfied with you,
我们才得到真实的满足。
Then we have the true satisfaction in our heart. When God is rested in us,
我们才能得到真实的安息。
Then we shall be rested.
弟兄姊妹, 只有让神得到的一个家。
Only when we allow God to attain the home,
有了满足安息的所在,
and that a place that he can find rest,
那我们才能得到永远的满足和永远的安息。
Then we can also be satisfied and receive eternal rest.
所以神虽然是为了自己要得到家,
even though God wants to obtain a home for himself,
当然也是为了我们的缘故。
It is also for us.
这是那个神拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose that God has saved.
那么这个家做什么事情呢?
And what do we do in this house?
一方面, 在这家里头神得到敬拜。
On one hand, God will receive worship in this house.
这是叫神得到喜欢的一件事。
One thing that delights the heart of God.
就是我们赞美, 我们感谢来敬拜他。
It's when we worship him with praises.
弟兄姊妹, 神是以我们的赞美为他的宝座。
We have built his throne with our praises.
以我们的感谢做他的居所。
And we have built his dwelling place with our thanksgiving.
所以每一次我们在擘饼, 我们感谢赞美主。
Every time we praise and thank him,
我们举起我们的心来, 来敬拜主。
We lift up our hearts to worship him.
这是神最喜欢的一件事。
This is something he delights the most.
他把我们建立起来。
He has built us together.
使我们成为他的家。
So that we can become his household.
就是要我们做圣洁的祭司。
And that we can become the holy priest.
能够把属灵祭物献给神。
And offer spiritual sacrifices.
另外一方面,
on the other hand,
也把他的美德在彰显出来,
we also declare his great works.
换句话说,把自己在彰显出来,
and we have manifested himself.
让人看见我们的神是怎样的一位神。
So man will know what kind of God we have.
不仅是借着我们的话语,
not only through our words,
也是借着我们的生活,
but through our living,
也是借着我们的行动,
through our works,
我们的态度,
through our attitude,
把神在彰显出来了。
And that we can manifest God himself. And men can see for themselves what kind of God we have. This is the purpose of God's house. He has built us to be his house. One hand he will receive the worship.
另外一方面,
on On the other hand, he can be manifested.
使我们成为他的见证。
And we can be his testimony.
不仅对世人在做见证。
Not only testify to the people
of the world. 整个宇宙万有在做见证。
But also testify to the universe.
也对撒旦魔鬼在做见证。
We also testify to Satan.
我们的神是怎样的一位神。
What kind of God we have.
他借着我们再活出来了。
Through us, we manifest him.
彰显出来了。
And reveal him.
那么这是神拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose that God saved.
那么你就知道那个关键呢，就是神的家了。
You know the key point is God's house.
那么这个家是怎样建立起来的
？And how is this household built up?
这就是彼得前书所告诉我们。
This is what First Peter tells us.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里头，神有两个伟大的工作。
But it's just that God has two great works in the Bible.
这是圣经所告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
一个伟大的工作就是神的创造。
One great work is his creation.
还有一个伟大的工作就是神的建造。
And another is his building.
那么说到那个神创造宇宙万有。
When we talked about his creation.
万有虽然宇宙是那么伟大。
Even though the universe is great.
万有是那样的奇妙。
And the universe is wonderful.
我们知道这是神所创造出来的。
We know that he has created all things.
这是神伟大的工作。
This is his great work.
这是了不起的一件事情。
And it's a mighty work.
有多少人呢在研究神的创造。
Today, so many people are studying God's creation.
若是从里头发现一点点，我们就觉得了不起。
If they can find one fact from
his creation, 看见一点点，我们就觉得非常奇妙。
Or we can see something and we find this is wonderful.
这都是神所造出来的。
These are all the creation of God.
还有另外一个工作。
God has another work.
是伟大的工作。
That's also a great work. That's his construction.
他要把我们他要把我们这些活的石头建造起来。
He wants to build all the living stones together.
使我们能成为他的家。
So that we can become his house.
这是神第二个伟大的工作。
This is his second great work.
那弟兄姊妹想要看这两个大的工作，哪一工作是最难的呢？
In these two great works of God, which one is more difficult?
神创造难呢，还是神建造难？
Is the creation more difficult than the construction?
那你们一定说是神创造难。
You probably say the creation is more difficult.
因为这个宇宙是那么伟大。
Because the universe is great.
真是没有边际的。
There's no limit to the universe.
这是神用他指头在那说造出来的。
But God created all this with his fingers.
是何等艰巨的工程啊。
It's such great mighty work.
并且里面每一件东西都是那么细致。
And everything is so detailed.
都是那么奇妙。
And so amazing.
都是那么美丽。
And it's so beautiful.
像我弟兄昨天晚上做见证。
Our brother gave a testimony last night.
那什么那个东西所排列的也是那么美丽。
And things that was arranged in such beautiful way.
啊，这个是工程太难了。
And this work is so difficult.
弟兄姊妹。
但
是读的圣经告诉我们说
But the Bible tells us,
在创造在神也却不是 难的一件事
Creation to God is not a difficult thing
是怎样创造出来的呢
How did God create?
圣经说他说有就有命立就有立
The Bible says he commanded and things were done
整个的宇宙万有乃是用神的话在那造出来的
The whole universe was created through the word of God.
神怎样一说事情就怎样成就了
However, he commanded things are done accordingly.
到底是花了多少时间我们不知道
We don't know how much time it took.
很可能一下子从头都完成功了
Maybe all of a sudden everything was done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Fun sister.
但是神的建造不容易
But what about his construction?
不简单
It is difficult.
神为了建造他的家
In order to build his house.
可以说差不多已经花了几千年的功夫
He has spent thousands of years.
最少可记载的那个历史有六千，差不多快六千多年。
In history is recorded at least six thousand of years.
是花了这么多的时间。
He has spent such long time.
来建造他的家。
Just to build his house.
不仅花这么长的时间。
Not only spent such a long time.
并且把三位一神统统的摆进去了。
But it cost all the work from the three in one.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
三位一神。
The three in one God.
把他们所有的力量都放进去。
They have put all their effort into it.
把他们所有的智慧都放进去。
And they have placed all their wisdom.
把他们所有的能力都放进去。
And all their strength.
在了建造神的家。
In order to build the house of God.
到现在。
Even up to now.
神的家还没有建造起来。
God's house is not built up.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道在建造是何等不容易一件事。
You know that this work is so very difficult.
为什么这样不容易呢？
Why is it so difficult?
因为这个家呀，实在是深受爱的。
Because God truly loves this house.
是深受宝贵的。
He treasured it.
圣经告诉我们说啊，
The Bible tells us.
他说我们原是他的工作。
He says we are his masterpiece.
那里对了，我们这个是翻译这位就说对了。这是个杰作。
We are his masterpiece.
杰作就是神最好的作品。
It is the best work.
神虽然有这样作品那样作品。
God has many different works.
但是在所有作品当中最好的作品。
But we are among the best.
就是神的家。
And that is his house.
这个家是他所最爱的。
And he treasures it.
是他所最宝贵的。
And he loves it the most.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅是在那花了那么长的时间。
He has spent such a long time just to build this house and pay such great price.
甚至把他儿子都牺牲了。
Even sacrifice his own son.
甚至差遣圣灵到地上来。
Even sending the Holy Spirit onto his earth.
来完成这工作。
To complete his work.
并且这个家也从仆那里产生出来的。
And this household was born from
the affliction. 他为了这个家要建立起来。
In order for the house to be built up,
经历了多少的艰难和痛
he has endured all kinds of affliction.
神为了要得到一个家
in order to obtain this household,
甚至不吝惜他的儿子
and he even forsake his son,
都为我们白白的舍了
and forsook his son.
主要是为了建立这个家
in order to build this house,
为我们死在十字架上
Jesus died on the cross for us.
经历了那么大的痛苦
to endure such great pain,
是我们很难想象的。
It's something that we cannot imagine.
为了叫这里家得到建立。
In order for the house of God to be built.
他住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
一直在里头忍耐。
He is patient within us.
一直在我们里面做工。
And he continues to work in us.
有时候是我们在拒绝他。
So many times we reject him.
多少是我们在顶撞他。
And we resisted him.
多少是我们不顺服他。
So many times we're not obedient to him.
许多时候我们做许多我们做了许多他所不喜欢的事。
And many times we do things that grieve him.
弟兄姊妹，他是神的灵。
But sister, he is the spirit of God.
他是圣洁的灵。
He is the Holy Spirit.
他在我里面是何等的忍耐。
And he endured in our heart.
虽然我们这样光景。
Even though we are such condition.
但是他不弃绝我们。
But he did not forsake us.
他也不离开我们。
He will not leave us.
弟兄姊妹，实在说起来，实在可以说是长久忍耐啊。
He is long suffering within us.
对了，或者是反正长久受苦。
And he suffered within us.
在我们里面天天在受苦。
He suffered daily.
三一的神。
The three in one God.
为了建把神的家建立起来。
In order to build up the house of God.
不知道流了多少的泪。
They have wept so much.
不知道受了多少的痛苦。
They have endured so much pain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。为什么他要建造这个家？
Why does he want to build this house?
因为这个家乃是他最宝贝的。
Because this is something he treasures the most.
是他最爱的。
He loves the most.
所以他才肯花这么多的时间。
Therefore, he's willing to spend such a long time and pay such great price.
并且为了他为了这个工作，他在那里痛苦受忍受受辱。
And for this work, he endured pain.
神的家乃是神所最宝贵的。
The house of God is something he treasures the most.
为什么这样不容易呢？
Why is it so difficult?
宇宙万有那么简单，为什么主把我们建立起来那么不容易？
The universe was so easy to him. Why is it building the house of God so difficult?
就是我们是不认识我们自己。
It's because we don't know ourselves.
我们的石头虽然成了活石的。
Even though we have become the living stone.
但是我们身上有很多很多难处。
But we still have carry with us many difficulties.
我们这些蒙恩的救人。
All the people who are saved.
若是有一天主光照我们的话。
If one day God enlightens us.
我们实在看见我们是非常难办的一般。
We will find that we are very complex and difficult people.
从前有个年长的姊妹啊。
There was an elderly sister.
她讲到了，谈到说我们是难办的一般人。
She often said that we are difficult people.
若是我们没有光的话。
If we do not have light,
我们还不晓得多难办。
We don't know how difficult we are.
若是我们有光的话。
If we have the light of God,
若是我们经历多一点的话。
If we have more experience,
我们才知道我们是多难办。
Then we realize how difficult we are.
弟兄姊妹，我们是活的石头。
We're a living stone.
但是在我们身上许多的难处。
But there are many difficulties within us.
就像一块石头一样。
Just like a stone.
你把它再抬出来了。
When you found it,
但下面有许多棱，许多角。
There are many rough edges.
有许多崎岖和不平的地方。
There are many rough points.
有这样高出来的。
Some are
like
sticks out.
又挖下去了。
And some dips in.
还有好多棱角。
And there are many edges.
意思是你说要把我们这群人配搭在一起啊。
And in order to put us together.
那恐怕我们都吃不消了。
None of us can stand.
那个不是你棱角在摩擦了我，就是我在自火锅的脚刺了你一下。
And your rough edges hurt me, and my rough edges hurt you.
也就是要把这些活石建造在一起。
In order to build these living stones together.
需要把它在削平的。
We need to smooth them.
所以，所罗门在建造圣殿的时候，
When Solomon is building the temple,
他把那石头在开采出来，
he has found hewn out
然后就用锯子在锯，把里面锯一锯，外头也锯一锯，
and he saw cut the stone outside and inside.
还用钻子，还用凿子把它弄平。
And he will use drills and all kinds of tools to smooth out the stone.
在你我身上也是这样。
It is same with you and I.
比那石头还难办。
We are more difficult than those stones.
不像这样。
那我们。
并且在我们里面还有许多掺杂。
There are many mixtures within us.
有许多的肉体血气。
We're full of flesh.
有许多我们自己的意见看法。
We're full of our own opinions.
还有许多那个罪性在我们里面。
And we still have much of the nature of sin within us.
我们实在是。
We are so very difficult.
我们虽然是活的石头，
Even though we are living stone,
外头的我们是有难处的。
On the outside, we have problems.
我们里头难处比我们还要大。
But our inner problem is greater than the outer problem.
说这个石头，他必须要把它在那好好对付一下。
Therefore, God must deal with all the stones.
也要在我们想做炼金的工作。
And he would refine it.
一方面把里头的东西炼干净。
He would refine the inner,
使我们成为纯洁的石头，
so that we can become pure.
使我们成为那个透明的石头，
we can become transparent.
就好像那个建造新耶路撒冷那个石头一样，
just like the stone used for the New Jerusalem.
那个墙都是用碧玉在建造起来的，
and the walls are built with precious gems.
那根基啊，乃是用宝石在建造起来。
And the foundation is built with precious stones.
你看见那石头不仅是美丽的，
the stones are not only beautiful,
并且是那个纯洁的，
but they are pure.
里头没有掺杂，
there is no mixture,
没有一点杂质，
there is no mixture.
弟兄姊妹，这些必须要被炼净。
All these need to be taken out.
外面那些棱角必须要被削除。
All the outward rough edges need to be.
你说那么好了，那么既然主这样要把我们做成这样石头吗？主就做就好了。
He says, since God wants to do such kind of work, He just do His work.
说起来简单呐。
It is easy to be said.
做起来不容易啊。
Then done.
那么这个就好像我从前有一位年长弟兄带领我们的时候。
When the elderly brother was guiding was leading us.
那我这个人呢，是很关闭的一个人。
I'm a very closed person.
在人面前不大容易在那发表。
It's very difficult for me to express myself before men.
不大容易和人有交通。
And it's hard for me to talk to people.
也不大容易开口在那祷告。
And it's hard for me to open my mouth to pray.
我是很关闭的。
I'm a very self-enclosed person.
那个弟兄啊，他在聚会上就讲我。
And that brother one day in the meeting was talking about me.
弟兄是暗暗的关闭。
He says, brother Wei is such a closed up person.
就好像这个蜗牛壳一样。
Just like a snail.
没有人的时候他就爬出来了。
If there's no man, then he will come out.
私下祷告的时候了，祷告很好。
When he prayed by himself, he prays very well.
人一来了，他就说到底。
But when man comes, he retreat back into his shell.
真是气得不得了。
And I was so mad.
我真是巴不得弄块大榔头打一下。
And he says, I really want to use a big hammer to hit him.
他说也不能打。
He said, but I can't do it.
打死掉了。
Because if I do it, then he will die.
弟兄在外面都是哪一般
的。God says that we are such kind of people.
就实在是盼望在我身上再炼净我们。
God truly want to refine it.
但是当主炼的时候啊。
But when he works on it. 总
是小小心心的。
He is very careful with his
work. 很怕我们在那受到伤害。
He was afraid that we will be hurt.
很怕我们在那放弃了。
He was afraid that we will just let go.
我们在那里啊，那个退后了。
Or we will retreat back.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们。
And sisters.
重了也不行。
He cannot be too heavy.
轻的也没有用。
And too lightly is no use.
这主啊，实在很难呐、啊。
So it's very difficult for our Lord to work.
在石头上面做工容易啊。
It's easy to work on the stone.
你尽量掏，尽量打就可以了。
You just use all your effort to hit the stone.
在我们这里活石上面做事真是不容易、啊。
But it's difficult to work on the living stone.
但是我们有许多的残渣。
And we have so many impurities.
这些必须要连接。
These need to be taken out.
有许多棱角。
We have so much edges.
这些必须要削平。
These needs to be smoothed out.
我们才能被建造在一起。
Then we can be built together.
才能成为神的家。
And become the house of God.
让神能够得到满足和安息。
And give a comfort and rest to Him.
让他的荣耀能够得到彰显。
And that His glory can be manifested.
所以在彼得前书，那么这一卷书里面。
And in First Peter.
特别从第二章后一半开始。
Especially from the latter half of chapter 2.
一直讲到许多的苦难。
He talks about all kinds of suffering.
那么这里说了好多好多的痛苦。
Here he tells us all kinds of affliction.
比方说他说到在世人当中我们遭遇的苦难。
For example, he talked about what kind of things we'll encounter among men.
比方说他说到家庭里我们所遭遇的苦难。
Or the affliction we will have at home.
比方他也说到我们在那个教会里面也遭遇很多难处，很多难处。
And he also tells us we will have problems in church.
还有在环境上面有更很大的苦难。
And in our environment, we also endure much affliction.
会临到我们的身上。
And many difficult things will come to us.
为什么有这么多的难处？
Why do we have all these problems?
也就是我们自己也让人稀奇。
Sometimes we often wonder.
我们既然是所信的主，是全能的主。
If the Lord we believe in is Almighty God,
是那样爱我们的主。
And He is also the God of love.
他为什么不给我们开出条路来？
Why doesn't He just open a way for us?
是那个平坦大路。
A smooth, broad way.
我们愿意这样跑，我们就这样跑。
However we want to run, we can run.
为什么有这么多难处？
Why do we have so much trouble?
一个难处过去了。
One problem will come.
又个难处又来了。
Another one will come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Friends and sisters,
在这里就是答案。
Here is the answer.
还是我们不明白。
In the beginning, we don't understand.
我们会感觉困惑。
We are often downcast.
一切难处。
But all these problems.
都是主借着环境来做工在我们的身上。
Are the tools that He used to work on us.
来洗平我们。
To smooth us.
来纯洁我们。
And to purify us.
来炼净我们。
To refine us.
所以主借着各种环境。
Therefore, God used all kinds of environment.
在我们身上做工。
To, in order to work on it.
也就是圣灵在我们里头，那在我们里面做工。
He also calls the Holy Spirit to work within us.
无论是圣灵在里面的工作，
whether it's the work of the Holy Spirit,
或者环境上面的工作，
or the work from our environment,
都为了要我们这些活石变成宝贝的石头。
All these are to cause the living stone to become the precious stone.
变成纯洁的石头。
Become the pure stone.
好，也变作宝石，
Become precious stone,
让主能够得到一个安息的所在。
So that He can have a resting place.
那说，那我们心里就灰心了。
And then we're disappointed.
那么这么难，一生啊就受苦，受不完了。
Does that mean we will have affliction?
那么这么难，就怎么办才好呢？
What should we do?
弟兄姊妹，在这一彼得前书里面，
In First Peter,
就给我们看见第二个大的事情。
He shows us the second great thing.
那就是恩典。
That is grace.
难处虽然很多，
Even though we will have problems,
但是恩典却是非常的丰富。
But God's grace is abundant.
难处是很大。
Our problem is great.
神的恩典那个比难处还要大。
But God's grace is greater.
并且这个恩典不是道理。
And this grace is not a teaching.
不是一种的教训。
It is not a doctrine.
也不是一种信仰。
It is not a belief.
这个恩典乃是真实的。
But this grace is true.
乃是实际的。
And it's real.
是彼得在亲身在经历一件事。
Peter has experienced this grace himself.
所以他说这恩典是神真实的恩典。
Therefore he said this is the true grace of God.
你们在这恩典上站立得住。
Stand fast in this grace.
你们准备在世人中间。
Among the people
我们会虽然会遇见这样难处那样难处。
Maybe we will encounter all kinds of
problems. 有时候人会冤枉我们。
Sometimes people misunderstand
us. 有时候人会误会我们。
And sometimes people treat us unjustly.
有时候人会在气着我们。
Or they will forsake us.
有时候人会不领会我们。
Or they will not understand us.
会辜负我们的美意。
And they will misunderstand our goodness.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们遇见这么多的难处。
Even though we have encountered all these trials.
可能这些难处都不是因着我们的错。
Maybe this is not because we are at fault.
是因着别人的误会。
But because people just misunderstand us.
是别人的冤屈呀。
受了冤屈,
and causes all these unjust suffering.
Here
God has granted. He has given us grace. So that we can endure all these unjust
things.
We don't have to endure it by biting our teeth. But rejoice and endure. Because His grace is sufficient. And here it says that we can be overjoyed. This grace will cause us to endure joyfully.
弟兄姊妹, 在家庭里头也不容易,
it is difficult at home.
没有结过婚的人,
those people who are not married,
他们早点结婚,
they wish that they will get
结过婚的人,
married. Those people who are married,
也常常觉得吃不消,
and they often find that they cannot endure it.
亲爱的兄弟们,
but in sisters,
许多人呢, 最好找一个爱主的姊妹,
some people want to find a sister, a wife or husband who loves the Lord, and then they will have an easier time.
这个不见得,
it may be not so.
也可能啊,
maybe you will have an even greater problem.
但我不是说我们哪个,
I'm not talking about anyone particular.
为什么家里有这么多的难处?
But why do we have so much trouble now?
不要怪责怪哪一个,
do not blame on others.
要看见这个主的时候,
but you must see that this
is the
hand of God. Through all the circumstances,
on
one hand, He is purifying
us,
and to refine
us,
to empty us.
另外一方面,
on the other hand, we can rely upon His grace. We can allow His grace to be
given in us.
We can allow the grace of God to work in us.
所以在我们家庭里头,
therefore, He has given us the grace of life.
这个恩典乃是为了我们生活的,
and this is for our daily living.
使我们有一个正常的生活,
that we will have a normal life.
使我们有个荣耀的生活,
that we will have a glorious life.
也使我们有一个极其宝贵的生活,
and we will have a precious life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but in
this, 我们自己做不到的,
this is not something we can do by ourselves.
这乃是必须,
but we must rely upon His grace.
怎么感谢主把生命的恩典给了我们?
We thank the Lord because He has given us the grace of life to supply all our needs.
这个恩典叫我们做丈夫的尊重妻子。
By His grace, the husband can respect the wife.
你知道这个是不太容易一件事情。
You know this is very difficult.
很多的丈夫不尊重妻子啊。
Many husbands do not respect their wife.
总是把妻子摆在 第二等次等的地位上的啊。
They always place them on a second position.
头一等地位上台,
and He Himself is the first position. This is our normal
position.
And many wives cannot be submissive to their
husbands.
They can be submissive to other husbands, but not to my own husband.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but sisters,
God's
grace, He has given us the grace of life.
尊重,
so that we can respect those who we ought to, and be submissive to those whom that we need to be
submissive.
Not us, but God's grace. In the church, we have a lot of
problems.
It is so easy for us to keep ourselves, to live in ourselves. We're not willing to sacrifice ourselves or lay down ourselves. Sometimes our opinion, or our desire, sometimes our experiences.
亲爱的兄弟们,
sisters,
我们一直抓住这一切,
we grapple onto many things, and we're not willing to lay down ourselves. Therefore, in service,
we have 我们所得着的，我们只要得着，我们也不肯再给出去。
What we have received, we just want to keep it. We don't want to give it away.
许多的问题,
and we have a lot of problems.
亲爱的兄弟们,
sisters,
主把白白的恩典赐给了我们,
God has given us grace freely.
这白白的恩典呢,
and this grace in various forms.
就是在教会里所需要恩典, 比在家里需要恩典还要多一点。
Because we need more grace in church than
at home. 在家里只有生命的恩典就够用了。
At home, we just need the grace of life.
在教会里需要白白的恩典才够用。
But in the church, we need grace in various forms.
我们是白白恩典的好管家。
We need to be a faithful servant.
主把这么多的恩典给我们。
God has given us so much grace, all kinds of grace. We need to let the grace flow out from us. We need to administer these grace. Not that we're doing work, but God's grace. Not that we're willing to sacrifice, but by God's grace. Not that we are willing to give what we have to others. You said other people are selfish, you are selfish. The reason that we can give, it is because of God's grace. Therefore, God has given us grace in various forms so that we can administer this grace and other people can be benefited and they can receive life and they can be edified. But sister, aside from these things, he also let us see one thing. We might endure something in our daily living. Or we will have some special suffering. Or loss. Or some illness. Things that we cannot even imagine. All of a sudden these will come upon us. Or why? On one hand, God is working through these things. On the other way, God is allowing us to experience His grace. Just like in Paul's life, he has a throne. What kind of throne
is
that we do not know? Because the Bible did not specify. It's something that causing great pain. Paul can endure many kind of pain. He can endure many environments. And among all these trials, when he sees the glory of God, he said these are light and momentary sufferings. These are nothing. But there is one thing that touched him. There's one thing that he cannot see. That's that phone in his body.
到底指的什么说的, 我们不知道,
we don't know what it refers to.
可能指的某一种疾病说的,
maybe it refers to some kind of illness. Or maybe it refers to some kind of environment. The Bible did not specify. But it caused him grief. And for this thing, he often prayed to the Lord.
圣经说是三次啊,
the Bible tells us three times.
但是圣经第三呢, 就代表多数的意思。
So the three in Bible refers to many.
可能他祷告七次八次了。
Maybe he prayed many times.
盼望主把这个难处挪掉。
That he prayed that God would take away his problem. He's a person who's faithful.
若是难处在我身上的话,
if he has this problem
again,
then he cannot serve.
我没办法刚强起来,
he cannot be strong.
我没办法在人面上讲话,
and he cannot speak before men. Therefore, he asked the Lord to remove this problem from him.
弟兄姊妹都这样说呢,
but what did the Lord say?
主对他说,
is it my grace is sufficient for you?
为什么神不听他祷告?
Why didn't God change his environment?
为什么神没有把这个疾病医治把它医好?
Why didn't God heal him?
把这个难处在那除掉,
and remove the problem.
弟兄姊妹, 乃是为了要来增加神的恩典。
It is because he wants to increase God's grace
in him,
that he can be filled with the grace of God. And he can see the great and the greatness of God's grace.
我的恩典够你所使,
my grace is sufficient.
弟兄姊妹难处大,
problem is great.
恩典更大,
but grace is greater.
难处多,
problem is
great. 恩典更丰富,
but grace is abundant.
恩典永远是超过这些难处的。
Grace is always beyond our problems.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 是我们不要害怕,
do not be afraid.
也不要灰心,
do not be discouraged.
在难处当中,
when you are in problems,
我们不要灰心,
do not be discouraged.
我们知道主的恩典都不做使用,
because we know His grace is sufficient for us. All these
problems, 不过是为了显明他的恩典是何等的好大,
just reveals the greatness of God's grace and the richness of His grace.
弟兄姊妹,
so that we can praise Him even more.
敬拜更新鲜,
and our worship shall be fresher.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主吧,
God has given us grace in various forms.
所以到了第五章，他就说到。
In chapter five,
神所赐给我们的恩典，那是诸般的恩典。
God has given us all kinds of grace.
那各种各样的恩典。
All kinds of grace.
没有一个需要他不能应付的。
There is not a need that he cannot supply.
没有一个难处他不能解决的。
There is not a problem that he cannot
solve. 没有一种痛苦他不能安慰的。
There is not a pain that he cannot comfort.
因为什么？他所给我们的恩典，那是诸般的恩典。
Because he is the God of all grace.
越过、超过我们所有一切。
He supersedes all our problems.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
主是这样的爱我们。
Because he loves us so much.
以免来训练我们。
On one hand, he trains us. He also supports us.
一面来击打我们。
One hand, he disciplines us.
一面来缠过我们。
He also strengthens us.
实在是难了慈爱的主。
He is full of loving kindness.
他这样，他所以这样的工作。
He worked in such a way.
乃是为了使我们建立在一起。
So that we can be built together.
使我们成为神的家。
We can be the house of God.
我们怎样得到这个恩，得到神的恩典？
How can we receive the grace of God?
那么他就告诉我们有几个。秘诀。
He tells us the secret to receive the grace. The first one
is 要谦卑。
Humble.
你知道这个水啊，都是往下流的。
You know that water always flows down.
恩典像水流一样。
Grace flows like water.
若是我把自己摆得高的，摆得太高了。
If you place yourself too high.
这个水是流不上去的。
Water cannot flow upward.
若是我把自己摆得低一点。
If you place yourself low.
这个水都流下来，流进来。
The water will flow down.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以主要求我们谦卑。
God wanted us to be humble.
什么是谦卑呢？
What is humble?
谦卑就把自己摆得地位低一点。
Humble is to place yourself on a lower position.
谦卑不是个态度。
Humble is not an attitude.
也不是话语。
It is not in our words.
哎呀，我不行，我不行啊。
It's not constantly saying,
不是真正的谦卑。
That is not true humble.
若是你告诉他说，哎呀，弟兄，你实在是不行。
If you tell the brother, brother, you really can't do a thing.
他马上马脚都露出来了。
Then he will be upset.
哎，我比你
不好。He would show his true self.
我比你真好一点吧。
He says, at least I'm better than you are.
弟兄，这样不是话语。
But sister, it's not in our words.
也不是态度的问题。
It's not in our attitude.
好，见了人面的都低头。
Our behavior. When you meet people, you just lower your head.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是假的。
But sister, these are all false.
什么叫谦卑？
What is humbleness?
谦卑就是把自己摆在一个最卑微地位上。
Humbleness is to place yourself in the lowest position.
我们主耶稣岂不是这样子吗？
Our Lord Jesus was just this way.
他既有人的样子，就卑微自己啊。
Since he took the form of man, he lowered himself.
当他在地上的时候，
when he was on earth,
他把自己摆在最卑微地位上。
He put himself on the lowest position.
有一天在那个客厅里头要吃晚餐的时候，
one day they were about to have their supper.
他们吃之前都需要洗脚的。
And for the Jewish people, they had to wash their feet.
但那一次他们的主人那个家没有人给他们洗脚。
But at that time, there is no one to wash their feet.
所以他们都开始坐席。
So they all seated themselves.
也没人洗脚。
No one washed their feet.
所以那是很味道很大。
And there is a great smell.
因为你知道他们不是穿着他们坐席时候了，不像我们的坐在椅子上面了。
You know that they don't sit on the chair.
他们坐席都躺下来了。
They kind of lay down.
这个脚啊都当赤露出来了。
And they're all their feet are exposed.
那不仅是肮脏，并且不好闻。
It is very dirty and smelly.
那是没有人肯做这件事情。
But no one is willing to do such thing.
那彼得以为说我是大门徒，我怎么能给别人去洗脚？
Peter said, I am one of the greatest disciples. How can I wash people's
feet? 这个洗脚该跟犹大去做的。
Judas should be the one that washed
people's feet. 我是主所最看重的。
Judas said, I am the one that God loved. Jesus looked upon the most.
叫我管储纳，把钱袋都交给了我。
Because he has put me in charge of the purse.
这应该是别人去制作的一件事。
And someone else should be doing the washing.
没有人肯把自己摆在地位地位上。
No one is willing to put himself on a low position.
比别人高一点呢。
Because they all think that they're higher than the next person.
只有我们的主耶稣。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ.
他把衣服那儿脱掉。
He take out his garment.
他束上带子。
He girded his robe.
拿了一盆水。
And he took some water.
跪在门徒的脚前。
And knelt before the disciples.
为他们洗脚。
To wash their feet.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那不是表演一番呐。
He is not acting.
他每年呢，这个教那个罗马的教皇都表演，表演给人搞几个穷人洗脚。
Every year the Roman Pope will find some poor people to wash their feet.
他们这几个穷人事先都洗得干干净净。
And all these people they come with a very clean feet.
那教皇不过是表演表演就是这样。
The Pope is just acting out something.
他不是表演。
But this is not Jesus Christ.
那是真实的。
This is true.
把自己摆在最卑微的。
And put himself on the lowest place.
既有人的样子。
Since he took the form of man.
就自己卑微。
He humbled himself.
存心顺服。
And submit himself.
以至于死。
And unto Christ, unto death.
十字架上。
And even unto cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们要得到神的恩典。
We need to receive the grace.
让这恩典的水流流到我们里面来。
We need to allow the water of grace to flow unto us.
来把这需要谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves.
不仅是把自己摆在最卑微、最低微地位上面。
Not only put ourselves in the lowest position.
谦卑那是没有自己。
Humbleness means there is no self.
没有不想到自己。
It's not thinking about yourself.
只想到主。
Only think about God.
这是个谦卑的人。
This is a humble person.
第二。
Secondly.
就伏在神大能手底下。
We need to be under the mighty hand.
一切的环境。
All our problems
都是主大能的手段所安排的。
Are arranged by God's mighty hand.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要看这个人，看那一个人。
Do not look at this person or that
person. 也不要看这个环境，那个环境。
Or this environment and that
environment. 每一个环境都是神大能的手。
Everything is arranged by God's mighty hand.
每一个呢难为我们的人。
Every person that calls us,
那个刺激我们的人都是主大能的手。
Every person that hurt us is under the hand of God.
我们拒绝的环境。
Even our environment.
我们拒绝的环境。
Oh, the circumstances that we reject.
我们就拒绝到神的手。
We have rejected God's hand.
所以甘恩夫人说。
And a man in Gaian said.
当神用棒子打我的时候。
When God strikes me with a rod.
我用手来亲他的棒子。
We need to kiss his rod.
因为他知道这是神大能的手。
Because we know that this is the mighty hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们若看见是神的手的话。
If we know that this is the mighty hand of God.
我们就会坐下来。
We shall humble ourselves.
我们看见是这个人是那个人，
是我
们的丈夫、我们的妻子，或者我们弟兄姊妹，我们就说岂有此理。
Then we will say,
"We cannot." 我们就不接受。
We will not accept.
因为我们看见是人。
Because we only see men.
看见是神的手。
But if we see God,
这是大能的手。
This is the mighty hand.
这是慈爱的手。
This is a loving hand.
这是智慧的手。
The hand of wisdom.
这训练我们的手。
The one that trains us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
伏
在神大能手底下。
Submit yourself under the great mighty hand of God.
接受神所量给我们。
Accept what He has measured to you.
神的恩典就是要彰显出来。
And His grace shall manifest.
若是我们在那发怨言。
If we just complain.
若是我们在那埋怨。
If we just complain.
若是我们一直喊不平，不公平。
If we say it is not fair, not fair.
我们就拒绝了神的恩典。
We have rejected His grace.
若是我们肯顺服的话。
If we're willing to submit,
弟兄们，我们神的恩典就要显在我们的身上。
Then His grace shall be revealed in us.
第三。
Thirdly.
把一切的忧虑都献给主。
Cast all our anxiety upon.
不要把忧虑摆在自己的身上。
Do not place anxiety upon your own shoulder.
把忧虑献给主。
But cast them onto Him.
那么什么叫献给主呢？
What does it mean to cast our anxiety to Him?
像东西部那个大洪水的时候啊。
When the great flood was in the Middle East of the United States,
他们做许多的沙袋,
they had made many sandbags.
把这个沙袋传过来，然后就把它筑成堤防, 堤防。
And they just passed all the sandbags to build.
有男人，有女人，有老人，有小孩。
And many people are in the line of work.
排成了一个队。
And they just line up.
就把这个沙袋呀，一个也传过去。
And they just pass the sandbag one to another.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫卸给主呢？
What does it mean to cast all yours?
当这个忧虑来的时候啊。
When you have worry.
你不要留在自己手里。
Do not keep it in your own hand.
要把它再传过去。
You need to pass it on to the next person.
传到主身上，手里边去。
You need to pass it on to the hand of God.
若是我们把自己摆在自己手里面的话。
If you have placed yourself in your hand,
那我就会到时候就会压死掉了。
And then you will be weighed down.
好多时候没有喜乐。
Therefore, many times you do not have joy. You're full of pain.
那样好像让人受压。
You are so blessed.
就是你把这些忧虑都摆在你手里面。
Because you have kept all your problems in your
hands. 所以你觉得吃不消了。
Therefore you said I cannot bear it.
压到你我受不了了。
I cannot stand it.
甚至人有的连神经都有了问题。
Some people even have mental problems.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
要把忧虑献给神。
Cast your anxiety to God.
忧虑来时候主啊交给你好。
When you worry comes, just say, Lord, I give it to you.
这是你的事。
This is your problem.
这不是我的事。
It is not my problem.
这是你的担子。
This is your burden.
这不是我的。
Not mine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
若是这样。
If we live this way.
那就看见在我们身上是轻省的。
Then you will see that our burden is light.
为什么缘故？
Why?
因为主顾念我们。
Because he cares for us.
主爱我们。
He loves us.
主背负我们的重担。
He will carry our
burden. 天天的等候着来背负我们的重担。
He waits to carry our burden.
把你的重担担卸给主。
Cast down your burden.
把你的忧虑担卸给主。
Cast all your burden to him.
那就是他说他cast down 就丢给主。
Cast means just to throw it to him. Because I don't want it. Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这说出我们对主的信靠。
And this speaks of how we rely upon him.
这是主所最喜欢的。
And this.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们这样的信靠主啊。
If we believe in him this way.
就看见主的恩典要显在我们的身上。
You will see that His grace shall be revealed in our life.
要显在我们的生活里面。
In our daily living.
要显在一切的环境当中。
And in all our environment,
让我们能忍受我们所不能忍受的。
We can endure what we cannot endure.
在这样苦难里面。
And in all kinds of trials,
我们仍然是欢欢喜喜的。
We will still be overjoyed.
一直往前去。
And walk forward.
让神的旨意得成就。
May God's will be accomplished.
让神的家能够得到建立。
And may God's house be established.
好，那今天我们这个前书好容易结束了。
Today we finally finished First Peter.
感谢主他自己的话语，让我们一起祷告。
We thank the Lord for His own words. Let's pray.
我们感谢你创造了我们，你也愿意来建造我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have created us. You're also willing to work in us.
就是感谢你这样的看重我们，愿意将我们建造成你所喜悦的样子。
Lord, we thank you that you deem us worthy, that you can build us.
因为居住在我们中间。
You're willing to dwell among us.
让我们有那明亮的眼睛，我们看到主你大能的手。
Lord, enlighten our eyes so that we can see your mighty hand.
一切在我们身上的工作都是主你的自己的能力，你的伸手在我们身上。
All the work that is in our life is out of your mighty hand.
让我们能够匍匐在你面前，每天来支取你这样的恩典。
So let us humble ourselves before you that we can receive grace from you daily.
建造的工作上我们能够与你同工。
And we can be co-worker with you in your work of building.
让我们能够建造成主你所喜悦的，主你能够心里得到满足。
That we can be created to such extent that we can delight your heart.
我们感谢你，我们让我每天的生活我们都来依靠你。
We thank you and we rely upon you for our daily living.
我们一无挂虑。我们真将荣耀赞美来归给你。
We will not have worried, and we just give glory to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.